29-year-old Adriel White is being held on $250,000 bond for allegedly killing one teenager and seriously wounding another while they were trying to steal a car in his neighborhood. Some of White's friends who attended the bail hearing last week held not guilty signs outside the courthouse. Billy Cobb complained about the high bail and spoke in support of people defending their property.
That's ludicrous. It's stupid. I mean, $250,000. Come on now. What are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? Open your door and just tell any criminal, hey, come in and get what you want?
And that's what it boils down to.
And then you try to protect your property?
That's an attitude Racine Mayor Gary Becker hopes he and the police chief can address at the community meeting.
People probably get a certain sense of, you know, I'd like to catch you little SOBs, but that doesn't excuse, you know, pulling out a gun and firing down an alley. People may look at the result of this and say, hey, the punks had it coming. Well, do you really want to encourage this thing at 3 o'clock in the afternoon if it would have happened then with all the kids walking home from school in the neighborhood?
Becker says the message he'll bring to the meeting is call the police before you pull out your own gun. The shooting took place at 4 in the morning last Wednesday. 19-year-old Gateway Technical College student Christopher Eric Carbajal was killed. He'd been arrested for theft twice last year. 19-year-old Enrico Serra was shot in the face but survived. He was on probation for a 2004 conviction for theft and carrying a concealed weapon. Neighborhood watch staff will be at the community meeting to speak against vigilantism as a crime prevention technique. They'll be urging people to form watch groups and learn how to prevent such incidents by making better use of the police. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.